That was probably the most popular thing. And if somebody's having a dance, everybody, the folks that I ran with loved and dated girls that they liked to dance. So I learned to dance early. Because most of the guys, even if they could dance, they wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
They just, you know, there's something about that they just didn't want to do. I don't know if it's along the same lines as public speaking, you know, you have to get up and stand on your feet, or you have to get up and dance. I guess it might have been thought was think somebody was judging them or whatever. But anyway, I learned to jitterbug in the eighth grade, and so I came back and told everybody around here I had a jitterbug, so that wanted to. So I went to the junior senior every ninth grade on.
Not only, I bet you were real popular with the girls on account of your dancing.
I could dance and would dance. It wasn't it. And I don't know that I was a good dancer, but I would dance. That's the important part of it. I would.
Wow. So who did you hang around with back then?
Well,
when you're in high school.
I played football, so I hung out with my football buddies.
Mm-hmm. Do you still hang out with any of them?
Yeah, I see them time to time. Yes. We had some success, so we still talk about that.
As I say, were y'all a good team?
That's probably a like beauty. It's in the eyes of the beholder, you know. So I never got to see us. I was in the middle of it, but we had a guy that came here in 1953 when I was in the ninth grade, named Bill Yost, and. Bill was a good football coach, good track coach, and a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of took us all under his wing. And my senior year, we played for the state championship.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. And that is good. That is good.
Well, but still, it's in the eyes of the beholder.
I think
so, you know, having some success. And he, a little side note to that, he was the subject of the movie Remember the Titans.
Oh, wow.
The white coach. Yeah. He lived here in 1960 and went to Alexandria, Virginia. And then that's where that whole thing took place.
Wow.
And he was successful there, too.
So he was your coach?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only coach I had, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I saw that movie. It was good.
I haven't seen it. I'll have to watch it now.
Yeah, it's a good, it's a feel-good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's well done. And a lot of it is Hollywood. You know, they changed it around a little bit. But you watch it, and then I'll tell you what they changed about it.
Okay, that'll be good. I love doing that.
He called, they filmed a lot of it in Atlanta, and he called me, and I spent 2 days on the set with him.
Really?
He was a consultant, and I got to meet Denzel Washington and all those people.
Wow.
It was fun.
Now I'm definitely going to watch it. Oh, yeah. Next time I rent a movie, that's one I'll rent.
What was that like, being on that set with all those people? I'm sure it's... I don't know, with all those movie stars, and I hear they treat them all nice and everything, and I don't know, it seems like a whole different world you get taken into by going to see that going on.
Well, I found them to be regular people. You know, he was, Denzel, for instance, was, you'd enjoy visiting with him. He's not a...
Really?
And the other guy that played Bill Yost, and I can't think of his name, he did a good job. But what was more interesting is how they go about doing all that.
Mm-hmm.